And welcome to another Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. We have Teresa from Sacramento, California. Are you ready for your segment show?
Yes, I am, Dawn. How you doing?
Fabulous as ever. Godspeed ahead and take it away. Have an amazing show, Teresa.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Hi, I am Teresa Velasquez, World Classic Miss Universe Tourism 20 and 21. And I have Lee Knox on tonight with his new song. The name of the song is What Would You Say? Could you play a minute of that so everybody can hear it? A musician, composer, singing. He is super talented. Lee Knox, could you tell us how you feel about music, how you got started, and then your social media?
I've been doing music. I've been in and around music my entire life. Growing up, everybody had a gospel group growing up around me, so that's been a huge foundation of my roots for me. But I started writing my own music back in 96, and I've been writing ever since, and just trying to write music that people can listen to and be able to relate to. The song that you just heard was just a song about my grandmother and all the things that she did for me and when she was here with us on this earth, and just remembering her as we all remember someone who is going on to be with the Lord or whatnot. And so it's just one of those moments that to help us remember those who we love still to this day as though they were still here. But not from my point is to not be stuck in a place of you can't live because they're not here, but love them so much that you press on and continue to live remembering them.
It's a beautiful song. Your songs are just awesome. I love it. And then you have how many songs? You have so many songs. You compose them, and you're so talented.
Thank you, Teresa. I stopped. I really don't even. There was a time where I was writing and arranging around about 4 or 5 songs a day, and I actually have an album that's releasing Thursday, and it's called All of You. So it's a 13-track album where I really put a lot of me into this one, listening to and reading social media to get different viewpoints from different people so I could have more content outside of my own scope or view of experience. So a lot of what I wrote about on this album encompasses more of than what I've actually dealt with in my own personal life. So I'm really looking forward to this one getting out.
Wonderful. And what is your social media so you can share that with everyone?
Absolutely. My website is leeknox.net, leeknox.net, leeknox.net. My Instagram is leeknoxmusic. My TikTok is leeknoxmusic. My Twitter is Lee Knox with 2 X's. And those are the three primary ways where I try to stay connected. And my YouTube is Lee Knox Music as well. So I try to keep a lot of new content coming just to keep people entertained and enthused, give them something to think about.
Wonderful. So you can find Lee, and so let's go on. And looking forward to talking to you later on our new next show. I also have another guest, Juan Cabral. Juan, how are you doing? Hello, Juan?
Hello,
Juan, how you doing?
I'm doing right. I'm good. Are we connected?
Yeah, I'm sort of connected. Hey, how do you feel about I was going to ask you a question. We danced, we met through dance, and we danced professionally with the shows and all that. How do you feel about dance? That's tonight's topic, dance and music. How do you feel about dance? Wow. I know that's your passion. And you're writing a book about it.
Can
you tell us about your dance career?
Well, you know, I'd rather tell you about what I feel about dance.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you feel about it?
Well, as far as the career is concerned, I was associate choreographer in the motion picture software. I was director of productions of Sabor a Ritmo Telemundo Network back in the day. And I worked with the iconic Tito Puente, Celia Cruz. I did a concert with Wilkins in Puerto Rico. That's just a little background of my professional credits. But right here, what I'm excited about is your question, which is, how do I feel about dance?
Yeah.
I want to connect. I just saw this wonderful program called Heal. You can watch it on Netflix. I recommend it. It ties in exactly of what I'm talking about in the medium of poetry of motion. What I like about the dance is the enlightenment and energy, the force that it moves your soul with, and to be surrendered to it and to experience the art of dance at its moment. It's really, really being present with yourself. And it's really breathtaking. So, you know, the connection that is making it so amazing, Teresa, is that it ties in with the frequency that the body uses to regenerate itself. That's just so magical. You know how he's talking about the power of your mind and everything, but nobody's talking about the power of you receiving the frequency, which is what dance does to us. The dance is a response to a frequency in it. And if you're connected to the melody, then how great is that?
Yeah, I'm sure miss it. You know, with all this COVID and everything, there's not a whole lot going on. So hopefully after vaccinations and all that, hopefully, you know, soon we can go back to normal and get back to social.
Yeah, but still, I think we can. We hope for the best in that department, beyond our control. What we do have is an opportunity to go within ourselves and really understand the power of our own frequency, you know, and the power of you being present. It doesn't get any better than that, you know, because it's the greatest therapy, and it's creating miracles and helping people with cancer and understanding their diseases. You find that most diseases are caused by stress.
Oh, yeah. I wrote about all that research, yeah.
Exactly. Perfect. Exactly. So the question is, where is the stress is cultivated? The thought process is what you cultivate and what you choose to think about that causes you to stress. It's the same difference as if you would put that energy into a wonderful dance experience. It's how you're directing it. And that's what we're failing to understand. So the power of
healing and therapeutic.
It's the greatest therapy you're going to have. I tell you, because you're with you 24/7, Teresa. you know, and yet we don't know what governs our being. You know, you're a dance instructor. Everybody thinks about the structure of steps. Well, when would you be able to express yourself freely with the series of steps? You can't. It's too superficial.
And then the music that accompanies it, you know, it's just so
exactly
fun, and you know, it's we have so many things that we teach, the you know, mambo, cha cha, foxtrot waltz is so much fun, you know, with the music and the way it makes you feel and all that, and the friendship and all the good stuff that goes with it.
I throw it back at you, Teresa, you and Hollywood Connections right here, to step up and let's bring out a positive message, which you already do. I love that little meat message. You were just talking about this wonderful artist. I love that music. You know, you can feel the spirit behind it. And that's what dance does. You see what I mean? And it's like, allow ourselves to be enlightened. There was a wonderful phrase right here. It's like, people go to educate themselves to become wise, but he who knows himself is enlightened. Mm-hmm. And that's what dance does to you, because you have to really, really be in yourself to really enjoy it anyway. And the more you do it, the more aware you become. It's the greatest therapy, and it's really, right now in this situation we're in with COVID and all this political soap opera, we need ourselves the most, because they're not looking out for us. We have to look out for ourselves. And what better way than to discover ourselves through the medium of dance? From the moment you get up to the moment you go to bed, the body goes into a constant state of emotions.
Videos and social media that you can tell us about?
I am totally in production right now. I'm telling you, you know, I want this to come out precise and inspiring the moment you're seeing it. It captivates the idea of a possibility that we're faced with right now. So, yes, the websites and the links and the lessons and all that's coming down with the curriculum of all the way to a dance-a-size program that allows you to just dance to the music and just taking it from A through Z on the discovery of your dance experience. And it could be just as you are now. That's how fast you can get in tune to it. That's what's so magical. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on learning all kinds of steps first. You know, yeah, those are fun to do, but you have to start with your comfort zone. And that's where the therapy begins. Because it's only in your comfort zone that you can get in tune to the senses that govern your body. And only you can make sense of it. And only you can feel its way through it. So it goes real deep, you know. It's really exercising the experience of your dance. That's why you love it so.
Yeah, it's good for your mind, your body,
moment in time.
And socially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The energy of moving with a partner is breathtaking. I just can't live without it.
Oh, no, it's, yeah.
And
it's,
I look for,
it's so much fun. So much fun.
You know,
I miss doing it full-time, because I see full-time as, you know, Arthur Murray, Fred Astaire's and all that. But I went full part-time on that, on teaching. And
look what you're doing now.
You know, it's like so, I mean, we have an Arthur Murray's here, and they have their showcase and this stuff, but it's just so different. People wearing their masks, you know, and
yeah.
It's just so different. The environment there has changed.
Like, get this, Teresa, is that the fact that we have to keep our distance, it's mm-hmm. forcing the students to really focus on themselves. And that's been the mind-blowing experience. Because, oh, man. you know, as the story unfolds. And thank you for, and God bless you for the medium you're providing and the opportunity to just talk about it to start, you yeah. know. But the more we talk about it, the more we elaborate. The performances and the exhibitions, I'm going to be doing this, filming a performance on the 5th, so I can have some new material to post. And so,
oh, good. Okay.
So I'm going to feed you that information, and maybe we can synchronize it. And hopefully, my dream is to be able to head out and meet you personally and do a nice little presentation for ourselves. Yeah. I think it'd be a great...
Yeah, just like I said, there's a lot of festivals. Lee and Wong, the T-Show, all my guests, make sure you get involved with these. We can, you know, visit, we can go there, too, and...
Definitely, with the productions, you know, we'd like to take part in the in introducing our features, of course, mm-hmm. because it's also storytelling. Yeah.
When I say part of that, you can turn in your projects to do documentaries, short films.
That's what it's all about, getting it out there to the public, you know.
Anyway, Wong.
What do you feel about that?
I think Lakeisha's on. Lakeisha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, thank you.
Lakeisha! Okay, Wong, God bless you, and I'll talk to you later. I'm going to let Lakeisha, let us know about what she feels about dance and music and all that.
Excellent. I look forward to hearing it all. Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lakeisha, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
So Lakeisha's a scriptwriter. She's very talented. She loves to write. And Lakeisha, what do you feel about music? What does it make you feel? How does it motivate you?
First, I want to give a big shout out to Hollywood Connections. Hey!
Yay! And,
the music that was played in the beginning, it was so soothing, so beautiful. Now, to get to your question, people don't realize that music actually exerts a powerful influence on hormones, and it exercises the brain.
Absolutely. Yes.
And people also don't realize that when you play music and you're depressed or you have bad anxiety, it can actually set a mood for you to be in a much better mood.
And oh, yeah.
It's kind of great. Yes, it's kind of great how you have the combination of the segment today for music and exercise because it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it's an important topic. And we had Deborah. Deborah was the one that brought it up. You know, let's talk about dance and music. I said, oh, good idea. That's what I wanted to ask everybody, you know, because... it's like you were saying before, you're at home, you're, you know, just doing things around the house, you put some music on, it just makes you feel good, you know, so
yes,
it motivates
when you're playing
us.
Music, you don't, right.
Yes.
And you don't realize how much you can get done because I'm telling you, some of my whitest walls came from me playing music when, you know, everyone's down and everyone's sleeping and I want to do like a thorough clean. It's like, that's the time that I come with my whitest walls.
Yeah. So what do you think about dance? Do you have any opinions about dance?
Yes. Actually, I wanted to bring up praise dancing. Praise dancing is what we have in church. Yes, it's a spiritual dance, and it incorporates music and movement, and it's a form of worship. And that's what we have at our church. It's so entertaining, but it's so unique because they're able to actually... physically give an example of what the song is playing, and it's just so beautifully, it's so beautifully done.
Yeah, they interpret whatever is being played at the church. Absolutely, yeah. Do you have any description of what it's like? It's just movement of the body and feet and arms up. What do you do with your feet They kick?
Yes. The whole, it just depending on the song, it's a way to relate to the people that's watching. They actually do a movement to the song, and it just, it from head to toe, it's just a wonderful feeling. And as you watch them praise dance, it's like, I don't know, it's just really unique.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're, what you're talking about, the praise dancing. Yeah, that's wonderful. So you do this what? Often you go to church often and get yourself involved with the praise dance and the songs and all that?
Yes, we're in COVID now, so of course we are virtual for church. But
oh, you did the virtual, right? Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes they have like different praise dancers, because we have like a girl, she's around 14, and she's really, really, really good. And just no matter what song that they play, she has the total full movement, and it just, it's so spiritual, and it really sets the tone, you know. it's kind of hard to explain, but it's so unique. Praise dancing is so unique because you're able to.
Is that what they call shout? Is that the one they call shout? Like shout dancing or something?
It could be, but on our end, we call it praise dance. And it's just a movement.
Okay.
Yes, it's just a movement of the, you know, it's just a movement as the song plays. They do like so different movements to kind of explain the song.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Maybe one of these days I'll go over there and check it out.
Yes.
Unique. I can check it out. It's virtual.
Yeah, it's very unique and very super.
Yeah, send it to me. Send me the YouTube video or something.
I will.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's just, we have Alinos, we have Juan Cabral, and now Lakeisha. Anybody else that called in? Okay, so it's us. And so this is a really fun topic, or music and dance, two topics. The way it makes you feel and what it does for us, especially in these times, you know, when there's times, hardships and all that. It's like you said, you know, when you're depressed, when you need to get motivated, dance is good and music is good. And you were mentioning the praise dance, you know, if you're a church goer and they have praise dance, hey, do it. You know, it's fun. It gets you in a good mood. And so I wanted to play some of Lee Knox's song. Does anybody else have anything to add about the topic?
I truly, being a musician and a songwriter, I'm a minister of music at my church too, so it's like, it's a great feeling to, whether you write a song from a place of struggle or you write a song from a place of triumph or exuberation at the time, either way you go, it's always great to hear how your interpretation of what you feel, whether it's a fast song, a slow song, whether it's a worship song or a praise song, is irrelevant to the point of just being able to have an impact to help somebody get through whatever it is that they're dealing with. I mean, it's only a three and a half, four-minute song, but just that small piece of a break, it just means everything to you. Start from as a blank canvas and then have a mural of a song at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. There's been times when I've been, you know, tired and not feeling so good, and I put on a song, and it just lifts me up. You know, it's just the lyrics, or reminds you of a time, you know, maybe the first time you went out with your man or your woman or whatever, you know, romantic evening. You know, and it just lifts you up and makes you feel good.
I agree.
So I wanted to play some of your song, Lee. And I wanted to thank everybody
for being on the show and letting us know what you feel about dance and music, and hope to see you on our next show. Bobby, or whoever's playing music, could you play the song? And I wanted to thank Juan. Thank you, Juan, Lakeisha. God bless you, Lee.
Thank you.
God bless, and you have a great evening.
God bless.
Prepared to meet, you're the God we praised, creator of earth. I had to be reminded that he loved you first. It still hurts from the day when you boarded this train. I take it if there was a way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.